Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Sander. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of the show is sponsored, as it is every day, by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. We're glad you're with us. Thanks for tuning in today. We're going to talk a little soccer later in the program as the women's soccer team actually kicks off the season tonight at 6 o'clock up in Memphis. We'll have the head coach live from Memphis here in just a few minutes, but we want to start today's show talking basketball. I got back to my office today, and I saw where the non-conference basketball schedule had just been dropped, and I immediately called our first guest, basketball coach Jay Ladner. And, Coach, I looked at the schedule, and among 15 games, it's at South Carolina, at Miami, at LSU, Ole Miss in Biloxi, at Buffalo. And my first thought was, why doesn't Coach come up with a tough preseason schedule?
Well, I'll say this. I think that's really the Southern Miss way. And I mean that in all seriousness. I think Coach Bauer symbolized it, or verbalized it, I should say, best in our attitude. And, you know, Southern Miss, when he said anyone, anywhere, anytime, right? But I think Southern Miss had been doing that for a long, long time prior to Coach putting that slogan together, which is, I think, really adequately talks about Southern Miss, and I have to give Dr. Paul credit on this, constantly says we have a tradition of punching above our weight. And that's who we are, and that's what's made Southern Miss so special. It's what's made our football team great, in terms of their tradition. And I firmly believe that Coach Huff has got those about to flip it back around pretty quick here. Our baseball team consistently punches above its weight, and our basketball team in its history has punched above its weight going back many, many years. So anyway, that's a lot of the thought behind it is we want to play a big time schedule. It is tough. There's no doubt about it. But our goal is to get to our goal and vision hasn't changed. And it's to get to the NCAA tournament. And it's time for us to do that. And the only way we can do that is to get in our conference play. Unfortunately for the league, we are a one-bid league, which people listening out there, what that means is there's going to be one team out of 14 teams in our league go to the NCAA tournament. And the only way to do that is to go to down to Pensacola and win that tournament. And the only way to do that, of course, is to, you would hope, to finish high in the seedings and have the best road possible. But you got to be tough for league play, because there's not a lot of difference, and there wasn't last year or the last 2 years that we've been in the league. There's not a lot of difference between 1 and 14. So I think the only way that you can get ready for league play is to play a tough schedule, and that we certainly have been able to deliver it. But it's tough. It's attractive. I cannot tell you how many people, Kelly, just today, but really as the word started leaking out, really through some of the other schedules about who we were playing, have called and said, Coach, man, that's awesome that we're playing that kind of schedule. I think our fan base expects it. I think that's what they relate to. Does it help the win-loss record all the time? Absolutely not. But I tell you what it does do. It creates some interest, just like you just mentioned when you first saw it this morning, right? Hey, man, that's a great schedule. So we're excited about it. We need to figure out a way to win a few of those games. I like our team. Had the best summer of any of the summers that we've had since I've been here. A great group of young men. Anyway, I'm excited about it. I am. I'd rather play that type of schedule than a cream puff laden schedule where, you know, that doesn't create any interest. I just don't think that fits right. Who Southern Miss is.
All right, you have 15 non-conference games, Coach, and 10 of those are on the road. And I know one thing you've taught me through the years is that winning basketball games on the road in visitors' gyms is tough no matter who you're playing. So in addition to those schools I named, you're going to be playing at Buffalo against a team that probably no one here knows a whole lot about. And then there's going to be a tournament in Pensacola on November 22nd and 23rd, where you'll play two or three different teams. You're also going to be playing Radford in Radford, Virginia, on December the 3rd. So really none of those games, even if it's not a marquee game or marquee team, it's just not easy to go into an opponent's gym, is it, Coach?
No, it's not. Winning Division One games is hard, no matter what. Home, away, neutral. Winning Division One games is very difficult. Win them on the road is even harder. A lot of factors in there, of course, travel, sometimes officiating, with the way officiating is done in Division One, where there's territorialism with conference officials and so forth. So, no, you know, when you're playing on the road, you're playing against you face a lot of factors against you. But I'll say this, of course, the Buffalo game is part of the Mid-American Conference, Sunbelt Conference Challenge. We are assigned that game. There'll be a return game later in the year, late January, early February. Let's see if I can see where that is. I'm looking at the schedule as we speak right now. That is on February the 7th. So February the 7th, we'll have a return game from someone randomly picked out of their league. Last year, of course, we played Bowling Green here, and then Ball State at Ball State. So, you know, it rotates. We'll play Buffalo this year, and then they'll announce later in the year who that opponent will be. So that's, we don't have any control over that particular game. Of course, one of the exciting things about the MTE being in Pensacola is we get an opportunity to go play in the same arena, the Pensacola Bay Center, where our league tournament is. So there was a strategic decision made there where, one, it's close for our fan base. We of course have a lot of students from that area, but the fact that we get a chance to play two games inside that arena before the end of the season, it was really a big factor in that. So I'm excited about that. Of course, you mentioned the high-profile games, LSU, you know, Ole Miss, Miami, Radford. A lot of people may not realize how good they are. That's an NCAA tournament team. And then at South Carolina, you mentioned Buffalo, of course. That's part of the MAC Sun Belt Challenge. So there's really no easy ball game on our schedule. Grambling State, play an in-season home-and-home with them. You know, one thing, because of Southern Miss's national reputation, and this is something I really came to appreciate, Kelly, when I was coaching at Southeastern Louisiana, is how much respect, not just for Southern Miss basketball, but really the brand of Southern Miss. And I'm so proud and thankful and grateful to be part of it. I really am. But the brand of Southern Miss, when, you know, you can mention them anywhere across the country, and there's a tremendous amount of respect for that. And we're proud to be part of that. And that had a lot to do, of course, with putting this schedule together. But, I want to reemphasize, that's not something we're shying away from. In fact, we're welcoming – it's a great challenge, but we're welcoming it and look forward to it. Southern Miss and our basketball program, you know, we're not running from anybody.
All right, Coach. Well, I know you came on the show very short notice, and Kelly and I are both grateful to you for that. I'm looking to another thing kind of surprises me, about a minute left, but daggum, it's like 8 weeks away till basketball starts. October the 20th, you guys start, and you play through February.
Yeah, it's a long season. There's no time off anymore. You know, it's 12 months a year. Very few tough on marriages, tough on relationships, and so forth. My wife reminds me about that all the time. When are we going to get a day or two to go somewhere? Well, we hadn't figured that out yet, but maybe Kelly can help me find a good 80s show, good foreigner show somewhere we can go catch a show sometime.
Be careful where you go in public with Kelly. I'm just going to warn you about that.
I'm proud to see Kelly when I do.
Hey, but, Coach, there's some other things we're going to want to talk to you about after the commercial break, but going into the commercial break here, I just wanted to ask you, to whatever degree you're comfortable sharing, how's the ticker, man? How's your health?
It's funny. I had a echocardiogram done just a couple weeks ago, and my ejection of blood through my heart, they were, I don't want to say amazed, but I got a great report back. So good. I'm very blessed, and I'm very thankful for y'all and really so many other people that have always asked and kept up with that. I appreciate that, Kelly. But doing well.
Coach, I know you have a meeting at 1:30, so I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And I think, Kelly and I are two of your biggest fans. And
I know y'all are, and I'm forever indebted to you for y'all support. And it's for people like y'all and a number of others out there that we're going to turn this thing around for. We're going to win for. I promise you that. And I do appreciate y'all support and your loyalty.
We'll get you back on the show real soon, Coach.
I hope so. Thank you.
Coach Jay Ladner, everybody.
Oh, shoot, I thought we were going to get him another segment.
Yeah, we had a meeting at 1:30. Yeah. He told me that when I set him up. Have you ever heard of Kiana DeFore?
I have, actually.
Now, we're going to talk about her in just a minute, and kind of looking forward to it.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank basketball coach Jay Ladner joining us there at the last minute. He did have a meeting at 1:30, or we would have kept him a little longer, but we'll get him back on real soon. Here's that full preseason non-conference schedule, October 20th, an exhibition game in Hattiesburg against UNO. October 27th, an exhibition game in Jackson against Jackson State. Then on Monday, November the 3rd, the team will be in Buffalo, New York to take on Buffalo. Thursday, November the 6th, an exhibition game against Tougaloo here in Hattiesburg. I guess that's not an exhibition game. And here's where it really kicks off. Sunday, November 9th at South Carolina. Thursday, November 13th at Grambling. Tuesday, November 18th, a William Carey exhibition game in Hattiesburg. Then the Pensacola tournament on November 22nd and 23rd. The Golden Eagles will be at Radford, which Coach said was a tournament team. On December the 3rd, they'll leave from there and go to Miami for a game against the Hurricane on December the 6th. Back at home against Grambling State on December the 8th. Then on the 13th of December, they'll be in Biloxi against Ole Miss, and then 6 days later at LSU in Baton Rouge, of course. And then on February the 7th, they'll get a return visit from a MAC team. So this clearly is, Kelly, the toughest non-conference schedule I've seen.
It's especially eye-opening in the fact that everybody knows this is a make-or-break year.
Correct.
For Coach Ladner and his staff.
Correct.
I mean, they've got to win now. And he talks about that. You know, he's very open. He's always been very clear-minded as to what the responsibility and what the expectations are. I get a little bit frustrated because I feel, and I wasn't privy to the discussions that took place before he came to Hattiesburg, but I feel like part of what attracted him back to Hattiesburg was the notion of having the indoor training facility and all these improvements at Reed Green Coliseum. And I don't know, this will be Coach's, what, sixth year?
And none of it's happened.
None of it has happened so far. And I get it's not just Southern Miss, because academia at the college level can be a bureaucratic mess. And, you know, when people say, well, he's not winning. Well, you know, he hasn't won like it's been expected. No, but he hasn't gotten a lot of the things that were promised to him.
No, you're right.
And it's just a really tough situation. And the fact that he can get anybody to come here under certain circumstances, to me,
pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Listen to this December schedule. This is the month of December. They play at Radford, which he said is a conference team that plays in the NCAAs. So they play at Radford, at Miami, Ole Miss, Louisiana, Arkansas State, and LSU. That's pretty daggum tough.
And Arkansas State and Louisiana are going to be two of the teams that are favored.
They were really good last year.
In the Sun Belt. So that's pretty rugged.
Well, you're right. Sure. Let me tell you something good. You still have a chance to win a Saints football experience. We can't tell you how good that experience will be, but it will be an experience, no doubt. You could win a Mossy Oak shopping spree. You could win a Royal Caribbean cruise for four. I'm in on that one. And a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. How could you do that, Kelly?
Well, no, I was going to ask you the same thing. But if you were to ask me, I would tell you to go by Be Quick, which is the Shell station at the corner of Hegwood and Highway 98. We thought that the anniversary celebration was going to end at the end of July, but it's been so popular that they're going to carry it for another month through the month of August.
Right.
Ask them for that Buffalo sticker. You can put it on your window, your bumper, whatever. And then as you're driving around, they're going to have spotters out around the Hattiesburg area. And if they spot your car, they're going to jot your driver's or your license plate down. Then they're going to go back to the store and they're going to put your license plate up on the screen there behind the cashier, so you'll know whether you went. And that, those are the grand prizes, but there's other
prizes as well.
Yeah, that you could win. So you still have time to do that.
Be sure to check that out as you do our podcast, which is on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or Alexa or Siri will play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. Kind of get off subject here for just a minute. We had a brief conversation earlier this week about the Kansas City Chiefs, and you asked me about Taylor Swift.
I did.
So for about 2 or 3 minutes last night, I caught the Kelce Brothers podcast.
Oh, no.
With Taylor Swift right beside Travis Kelce.
I hope you hadn't just had dinner, Bob.
Well, I would have listened to the whole thing, but I had thrown up twice in the first 3 minutes, and I just decided to turn it off. But oh God, Kelly, it's going to be down your throat,
Bob. It's pure love, and you just can't stand it.
It's going to be down your throat, Kelly. And I've never been tireder of two football players in my life than the Kelce brothers.
And they're all laughing all the way to the bank, I'm sure.
Oh, you know they are.
Yeah. Now, going into the commercial break, Bob, you mentioned the name of a Southern Miss athlete that if you haven't heard of yet, you're certainly going to hear a lot about her.
Well, soccer starts tonight, and the ladies, and we'll be talking to Coach Mo here in a moment about his team. They're going to play Memphis tonight. The soccer season is actually underway. And, you know, it's such a funny thing. We had the young lady out here, Addison Siders, who came from
Summerall.
And she was just your atypical young American kid coming out of high school, wide-eyed, probably kind of innocent. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I say it in a nice way. She was a charming young lady.
Of course.
And she's on the soccer team, and she's expected to be a big star. Now, by comparison, you have Kiana Dufour, who is on the soccer team.
Tell me about Kiana Dufour.
Kiana is from Quebec, Canada. There was a lot of rumors that she was from Latin America, but she's from Quebec, Canada. Now, here's the unusual thing about Kiana. Kiana has an Instagram account. And Kiana, according to the university, has 250,000 followers on her Instagram account. She is an internet influencer. Isn't that how they call them now? So you've got the sweet little kid coming from Summerall High School, and you've got the internet 250,000 follower Instagram star on the same soccer team. I can't wait to ask Coach Mo, how did this happen?
And how to get an international star, who actually, and her mother, from what I understand, is Italian, and her father is from Central America somewhere, I think, and she's a stunning young lady.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can see why a lot of people would be interested in following her Instagram account.
Sure.
She's not going to get to play the first couple of weeks of the season, but she'll be out there, and she has been all the talk since coming to campus. You hope that she's as good as they say she is.
Yeah.
For the soccer team. But don't forget that name.
No, Kiana Dufour. And we'll find out when they're going to play here and when from coach and when we think she'll take the field. And maybe we should go do a remote or something from the soccer game.
Well, certainly get her on
the
show.
Match. I'm sorry, the match, not the game.
Get her on the show for sure.
Well, technically, would it be a football match?
Yes, I think it is.
It's a soccer game.
No, I think it's a match.
A soccer match.
I do.
Football match.
Football, F-U-T-B-O-L, I think that's what the Spanish call it.
I see.
We can still call it soccer or football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L.
What do you think a Pittsburgh Steeler fan would call it?
Crap is what they would call it.
I'm sure that's a gentle, politically correct bunch there.
James Harrison would certainly call it that. A guy who wouldn't even let his kid get a second place trophy because they didn't win first place.
If I'd have been that coach that day, I'd have said, you're going to put that trophy in that damn car and you're going to take it home, or I'm going to embarrass you in front of your son, Mr. Harrison.
Oh, yeah. And the next thing you'd remember would be a week later when you came out of coma.
In the hospital. Yeah. What happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Right. Yeah. But it's hard to believe that academically classes don't even start until Monday at Southern Miss. And here the soccer team is already playing, and volleyball is going to be right behind them. I mean, and of course, football will begin.
And no one cares what I think, obviously, for good reason, but the basketball seasons are way too long.
They are.
October through the Sun Belt Tournament through March the 9th. So say you make the postseason. You're going to play almost 6 months out of the year.
Way too long.
Way too long.
And you can't – who can stay healthy that long? When you're playing a rigorous schedule like that, and basketball doesn't really get the credit, if that's the term you can use, for being as physical as mm-hmm. it is. But, man, you go to the hoop, you're going to get hammered two or three times going in there.
You know, there's a stretch here, the 13th of December through the 29th, they play four back-to-back games, Ole Miss, Louisiana, Arkansas State, LSU.
And two of them, you could argue that the Arkansas State and Louisiana games are even more important because
well, they are. But those will be two of the best teams in the league
for conference reasons. They're more important, but everybody's going to be looking probably at those other two.
All right, don't forget about MCS Home Center: home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project—home, lawn, or garden. It's all available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue.
We're going to go there next week, aren't we?
Week after. Looking forward to it. MCS is Hattiesburg's new home improvement center with local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. Next Wednesday, we will be at Midtown Corner Market. We just got that set up. And then the following week, I think we have three on-location broadcasts. So we're going to get ready for football.
Man, the Eagle Hour is red hot right now.
It is red hot. We'll
thanks
right
to you.
Back.
Yeah.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. 4th Street Bar and Grill, where you can find a great lunch every day.
Good food at night. Always some ball games on the TVs, pool tables, darts, all sorts of stuff. Trivia, I think. Live music. Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer. My God, what? Why would you not go?
And walking distance to the campus.
To 4th Street Bar and Grill. And we're grateful to them for their support of our program. All right, we always love having Coach Mo on the program. He is, of course, the soccer coach for women's soccer here at Southern Miss. And the timing couldn't be better, Coach. You're up in Memphis. You kick off the season tonight at 6 against the Memphis Tigers.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, first of all, for meeting with me and having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to be and excited. You know, Memphis, you know, one of the top teams in the nation. They're getting receiving votes, and we're excited to start the season with them for sure.
But you do the same thing every year. We just talked to Coach Ladner. He's done it this year. You load up your preseason, your pre-conference schedule with all the tough teams you can find, Coach. You continue to believe that's the way to build your team, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we want to challenge our student athletes, obviously, and you know, also, you know, not only it helps us grow and prepare for conference play, but also it is also from a recruiting standpoint with all the, you know, changes that are happening all over, you know, NCAA sports, you know, playing, you know, top-ranked teams is good also from a scheduling standpoint and recruiting standpoint for us as well, you know.
Coach Mo, I got to tell you, you know, a lot of internet, you go and get the best players you can no matter where they are in the world, but it warms my heart to see a local girl like Addie Siders from Summerall High School coming into the fold at Southern Miss. What a sweetheart, and I just think, man, and look, she can play.
She can play for sure. And you know, I tell you, Addie is not only a quality player and you know, I mean, 2 times Gatorade Player of the Year, that's not easy to do.
No.
And you know, being a local for us, you know, it's we're just thrilled and excited to have such a talent here at Southern Miss in Hattiesburg. And we continue to do that. The year before, you know, we have Lori Taylor from Madison Central as well. You know, we have Ryan Smith, who's our captain, Mallory Tapper, who's Ryan is from Biloxi. Mallory Tapper from Northwest Rankins, you know, is a captain. And then Shaylin Quick is another captain from Florence. So we're just excited that we're building this program with in-state talent. And we're, you know, with all the changes in Division I athletics, we're starting to get those top in-state talent coming into Hattiesburg, which it's all along been my vision to someday be able to have a starting lineup that can compete and win titles for us from in-state, and we're very close to that, and we're just keep on working on that. Addie, just an amazing kid. Amazing family. She's very versatile in terms of she plays in about 6 different positions. Today we're looking at playing her in the center back position. She's been playing on the outside back. She's going to start in the center back position for us. Just a quality talent, humble, hungry. We're just thrilled to have her on team on our squad and what we're looking to build in the future.
And the granddaughter of the legendary basketball coach MK Turk.
Absolutely. Oh. You know, and she comes in from a family that has ties to Southern Miss and bleeds black and gold.
No question.
And that's what and I tell you, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for players that, you know, want to wear the black and gold, that want to build something here with us. And we're excited to have Addie and her family be part of our team.
All right, Coach. Now, you've also signed a young lady who's on the team this year named Kiana Dufour. She is from Quebec, Canada. And what caught our attention about Miss Dufour Well, there were a couple things. But okay. One thing that caught our attention is that she has, this is hard to believe, 250,000 followers on Instagram, Coach.
Yes.
Did you know this? Where did you learn about all this?
A lot more than that on TikTok, for sure. But Kiana DeFour, I mean, Freddie Mosian, he's a friend of mine and played at my alma mater, Lincoln Memorial University in Tennessee. He is an agent. He represents professional players, but also he represents some of our former Southern Miss alumni. You know, we have several players that he's representing. One of them recently is Adara Nakano, who's playing in Egypt. So he's an agent, and he led me to Kiana DeFour, and I flew to Montreal and evaluated her there, and she ended up committing to us. We brought her in this past last fall into a visit to visit Hattiesburg, and once she has signed with us, and it was unreal that once she signed with us and she posted her Southern Miss jersey photos all on social media, the next thing I know, I'm getting like people calling me from all over the world, and her followers go from like 15,000 to over 200,000 within just days, you know. And she was a little bit overwhelmed. She says, "Coach, I just went to bed. I wake up and I have over 50,000 people following me overnight after I just posted my Southern Miss jersey." You know.
Wow. Well, that's great publicity for Southern Miss, Coach.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she's doing a great job. She's working hard, and she's a striker. So we want her just to show up every day, work hard, you know, and just do her best, and let her game speak, you know.
Well, I want to know how everybody else did it, because I followed her and wound up in handcuffs. So maybe that's a little different kind of following. I don't know. But Coach Mo, tell us about the strength of your team and what worries you about this club as you go to the opener tonight against Memphis.
Well, right now, you know, obviously we're young, but you know, at the same time, we're also on the upperclassmen. You know, we have some experience with Ryan and Mallory and Shay and and Chloe Taylor and. You know, so we're experienced. We get, I'd say, half of the roster is upperclassmen, but then the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So we're young in one, you know, end of the roster, and older and a little bit more mature. For us, right now, it's just, slowly we got all the players that had some visa issues and injuries. So we're slowly getting everybody ready. We actually just had a player flew in last night into Hattiesburg because of the visa delays. So today we are going to be about 18, 19 players deep from 26. We have about 7 players are going to be out, some of them for injuries, some of them for just getting them cleared with, finishing their last tasks with the NCAA in order to get cleared. But we should be full strength here in the next couple of weeks.
I just wonder, Coach, real quick, and I don't want to make this a big topic of discussion, but with the administration's crackdown on just people of other countries coming into the United States, has that made it any more difficult to get athletes in just for visits or to sign, for example?
Not really. I mean, it has not. I mean, it's
good.
It just kind of has delayed a little bit the visa appointments.
Yeah.
You know, which meant that, you know, increase. I mean, even till yesterday when we trained, we have not had all 26 players available to train together. So we've had a range from between 18 to 20 players. And obviously we have some players that are injured, you know, came in injured into preseason. So we're slowly we're trying to manage our roster. And it's a long haul. It's a long journey. We got 18 games to go. And it's important that, you know, this is great for us because despite the challenge we're going in, because it's allowing us to really develop the whole roster and the depth in our team. And I believe that that's going to serve us well down the road.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to have you on the Eagle Hour. We wish you nothing but the best of luck as you guys kick it off tonight, no pun intended. Good luck to you. We'll get you back on throughout the year if that's good.
Thank you so much. To the top.
All right, Coach Mo, everybody, women's softball soccer coach at Southern Miss. By the way, on the Sun Belt Conference Facebook page right now is pictures of Kiana DeFore ready for Golden Eagle soccer, in case you might
want to. So that's on the Sun Belt.
You might want to.
Facebook page.
Let me suggest to you guys, check that out. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. DBAT sponsors this segment of the program. DBAT on Hardy Street, state-of-the-art facility. Luke Reynolds, general manager down there. Really appreciate all those guys, and thank them for supporting the Eagle Hour. Now, Kelly, I know the Eagle Hour has been successful, but this is just crazy. We come on the air and we're talking about Kiana DeFore having 250,000 followers on social media, and you go to her, for some reason, you immediately went to her page, and how much has that increased since we mentioned her name?
You said 250,000.
Right.
As we sit right now, 492,000 followers.
Is that right? And we added at least one or two to that 250,000, maybe.
Could be.
Maybe. My wife, she
yeah,
got aboard.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we had nothing to do with it, obviously, but in excess of 400,000 followers.
Almost half a mil. 492,000.
Kiana DeFore, D-U-F-O-U-R. You look her up yourself. It's really astonishing, and we're laughing about it, and we're kind of making fun about it, but look, there is no denying what attention this brings to the University of Southern Mississippi.
The late, great Howard Cosell, who was a broadcaster with ABC Sports for so many years, and a lot of people thought he made Muhammad Ali who he was, always said there is no such thing as bad publicity.
No, that's exactly right.
And the fact that this young lady is bringing so much attention to Southern Miss, particularly in a sport that's really trying to gain traction, you know, at the
right.
university level. And then you mix in the local players like Addie Siders.
Yeah.
This is nothing but good news for the women's soccer program.
Clearly, he's building the talent level up on the team, clearly. And let me tell you, Addie Siders is a big-time catch.
Yeah.
She's a big-time soccer player.
And Coach Mo mentioned, you know, to win Gatorade Player of the Year not once but twice.
Right.
And that's unheard of.
Right.
So.
And she's just... She was awesome when she was out here. She was really, really good.
She's kind of starstruck, you know, by just the whole radio process and
yeah,
things
yeah.
like that.
We wish both of those young ladies a lot of success. I hope soccer turns out good this year.
And football, we're going to be taking the Eagle Hour on the road starting next week, and then the week after that, I'm going to have to get a suitcase, Bob.
Yeah, next Wednesday we will be at Corner Market in Midtown, and then the following week, which, believe it or not, is the opening of football season.
Can you believe that?
Yes. We will be at Heritage Firearms, MCS Home Center, and then we'll be doing a two-hour remote from Buffalo Wild Wings the Friday before the game. We've already confirmed Jeremy McClain's going to join us. Larry Fedora is going to join us in person for a change as opposed to being on the phone. That'll be fun.
Speaking of which, remember when Brad Rimes told you about the Larry Fedora truck?
Yeah.
The Raptor or whatever it was?
Yeah.
I know who's driving that truck right
now.
Well,
they must have sold it quickly because I looked for it a couple of days after and I didn't see it.
Yeah. I really can't tell you his name, but his initials are Bill Carney. He's
He bought it, huh?
Yeah. Because we were coming out of lunch today. Which, you know, for me, lunch is a religious experience.
Correct.
And coming out of the church, he says, "Hey, you guys recognize that truck over there?" And I said, "Oh, that's a Raptor, isn't it?" I think it's Raptor.
That's a Raptor, yeah.
And he says, "You know who used to own that?" And when he asked that question, I said, "Is that Larry Fedora's truck?"
Was it autographed on the dashboard like David Ryan told
us? I had to be here for our production meeting, Bob.
Oh, okay.
But he said that was Larry Fedora's truck. So Bill Carney got it.
Well, that didn't last long, did
it? No, it didn't at all.
It's been a weird day. You know, I had a meeting this morning, Kelly and I, with another gentleman at a local coffee shop. And my day started off in shocking manner because Kelly offered to buy the coffee. I mean, I was so taken back, I declined.
I knew you didn't drink coffee.
Oh, that's why you offered
yes.
it. Yes. You never offer to buy the PBRs when we're at the 4th Street.
Because I know you like PBRs.
Oh, okay. Now I'm catching on fast.
Yeah.
I'm catching on fast.
Every dollar bill in my wallet has George Washington on it because he was the only president when they were printed.
And I do believe you have every dollar you've ever made in your wallet. I have been out in public with you before. It is amazing, folks. If you don't know Kelly like I do, when we go out and eat, it is amazing how often he forgets his wallet. It's stunning.
I'm beginning to think I might have some Biden stuff going on.
But it's only when
here.
We're in restaurants.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Only that I'm aware of when we're in restaurants. Right?
Somebody said, "When was the last time you got had too much to drink?" Let's just put it that way. I said, "Well, I don't remember the exact date, but I remember I had too much to drink because I volunteered to buy my own drinks."
Well, that's when you're drunk.
Yeah.
If you see Kelly Center buying his own drinks, you need to call a cab, an Uber, and take the car keys away from him because he's not thinking straight.
And
I
you,
can assure you of that.
Furthermore, you better have an account with Uber because.
Because he's not going to pay for that either.
No. That's right.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
Well, you know, if you can get away with it, why not?
Well, you get away with it, too. You're a champion at it. Hey, I want to thank Jay Ladner and Coach Mo for coming on the show today, especially Coach Ladner. I kind of threw that at him at the last. Well, you kind of threw it at Coach Mo this morning.
That's right.
We appreciate both of those guys. Good luck to the soccer ladies tonight. Hope you have a great season. We'll be back tomorrow. We've got Patrick McGee on the show.
And the dad bod.
Danny Lynch on the ladies, do you hear me? Danny Lynch. He will not be in the studio, so don't crowd out windows.
Right.
But Danny Lynch, and we look forward to that. The new head baseball coach at Mississippi Delta Community College. Good for him. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.